We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Ayin Vav. We are up to Sif Beis, the second to top line on page Nun Vav, the page following 110. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, following what we discussed yesterday, that a Eino Yehudi that does Malacha for a Yisrael, the Yisrael cannot get Hana, but Yisrael ve'enam Yehudim she'esebu yachar. If Jews and Goyim were sitting together, the Hidlik Eino Yehudi Ner, and then the Eino Yehudi lit a candle, so we have to try to see if he's lighting it for the Yisrael, it's a problem. If he's lighting it for the Eino Yehudim, then it's fine. So the halacha is, Im Rov Einam Yehudim Mutter L'Shtamish L'Oro. If it is majority Goyim that are there, we assume he lit it for the Goyim, and the Yidin are allowed to benefit from the light. The Imrov Yisrael, but if it's majority Yisrael, or afilu mechza al mechza, then it's aser. Even if it is 50-50, then it will be aser. V'im yesh hochacha shelatzorech eino Yehudi madlika, if there is a clear proof that for the needs of a goy it was lit, kigon sh'anu roem shehu mishtamish la'ora, for example, we see the one who lit it is actually using the candles. So, afal pisha rov Yisrael mutter. In that case, even if the majority is Yisrael, we'll say it's mutter. The whole point to look at the majority is you assume he did it for the majority. But if you see the person who lit it clearly using it, so obviously he lit it for himself. So even though it's rov Yisrael, they will all be able to benefit from this candle. The Rama writes, Yesh omrim, there are those who say, Demutter lomar le'eno Yehudi lahadik lo ner le'su'uda Shabbos. That you're allowed to tell a goy to light a candle for a Shabbos su'uda. Mishum de svirle de mutter amira le'eno Yehudi afilu b'malacha gemura b'makom mitzvah. Because this shita, the famous shita of the Itter, holds that it's mutter to tell a goy to do a malacha de'oraisa b'makom mitzvah. We, be'ikr, don't hold like this. We hold you have to have a shvus, the shvus b'makom mitzvah, a double derabbanam. But here the shita of the Itter that the Ramah brings down from this Yesh Omrim is that you could tell a goy to do a malacha d'oraisa b'mako mitzvah, and therefore you could tell him to light a candle for your Seuda Shabbos. She'al pizeh nogu rabim lohokel b'davar, because based on this, many are lenient. Letzavos le'eno Yehudi, to command an eno Yehudi lahadlik neiros letzara suda, to light candles for a suda, b'prap b'seudas chasana o'mila, specifically for a suda of a chasana or a mila, ve'ein mocha b'yadam, and we don't protest against them. But says the Rama, v'yesh lahachmir b'makom she'ein tzarech gadol. One should be machmir, not like the Itter, in a place where it is not a great need. The harov ha-poskim cholkim al svarazo, because most poskim argue with the Bala Itter, v'ayin lekamon simen shenzayin sifhei. So there's a lot to see over here. Let's begin with a bir halacha. And that is, on the first point that the Mechaber discussed, was you have Yisrael ve'inam Yehudim that are sitting together, and a guy lights a candle. So the Bir Halacha writes in the second line on page Nunvav, Divramatzkel she'esebu yachar v'hidlik, L'chora nire de'eno Yehudi ha'madlik eno nechshav l'cheshben harov. L'chora it appears that the guy who's lighting the candle is not counted in the calculation towards the rov. Shehu madlik ala shulchon adas ha'mesubin etzlo. Because he is lighting on the table, having in mind those who are sitting there, v'ayin. So if you look at note 35, you don't have to turn there. I'll just tell you what it says, because it's only in the back of the sefer. But he brings to them this in Karelitz, an explanation that if the guy is the waiter of the suda, he's not actually sitting there, he's just the waiter and he lights a candle, so then he's obviously not going to count in the cheshbon, he's not lighting the candle for himself, he's lighting it for those who are sitting there, he's not sitting there. But in a scenario where he's eating with them, so avada, he would be counted in the cheshbon. The way that Bir Halacha explains it is that the guy who's lighting the candle is not part of the suda, and therefore he would not be part of the cheshbon. But now let's begin the Mishabura with Sivkoton Tes Vav. So he said the halacha is we go busa the majority. If the majority is Goyim, the Jews can benefit from the light because you assume it was lit for the Goyim. Says the Mishabura Sivkoton Tes Vav, Im Rov Einam Yehudim, if the majority is Goyim, the Mistama Adaite de Ruba Ka'avid, because we have to assume Mistama that he did it and having in mind the majority of people. Vafilu Im Achakach Nisrabu Yisrael. And even if afterwards there became more Jews came. V'nitosvu aleihem, and now the majority was Yidden. O shehochol lahem einam Yehudim, where some of the Goyim left. Two different scenarios in which you can have more Jews at the end. It doesn't matter. As long as b'shas hadlakas haner, there was a majority of Goyim, it is mutter, period. V'chein lehipa b'pro of Yisrael. And the same thing, the opposite. If it started out majority of Yisrael when it was lit, it's considered lit for the Jews, and it's aser, even if 90% of the Jews leave, or tons of goyim come, and the numbers shift, it doesn't matter. It goes baser the shas hadlaka. Then we said in the Mechaber that if the rov is Yisrael, or even mechza al mechza, it is aser. So we're going to see a machlokas, two shitas of why mechza al mechza is aser. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Tazayim, Hatam, the reason is, Mishum delekelam mekam alo demilsa. We're not able to figure out what's going on, why he did it. In Bishvil Eino Yehudi Ovid, O Bishvil Yisrael Ovid. Since it's 50-50, we don't know who he did it for, and therefore we have to go to Chumra and say that you can't benefit. V'yesh omer, and some say it's not because of a suffix, but rather, Mishum de bemechza al mechza mistamu l'shem shneim nasa. The others say, no, if it's 50-50, we have to assume he did it for both. It's not that we're not sure who he did it for. He did it for both. And therefore, if he did it for both, it is absolutely forbidden for the Yisraelim to benefit from the candle. Then the Mechaber told us, but if there's a hochacha that it was litzarech eino Yehudi, that it was lit, for example, we see the one who lit it using the candle, so even if it's majority of Yisrael, it's mutter. So we only factor in the majority if we don't know any other way to cheshbon. But if we can see clearly it was done for an Eino Yehudi, the Jews can get benefits. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Yudzayim, if it's clear, Shelitzarech Eino Yehudi, Ratzalomer, Litzarech Atzmo, it means to say in the Mechaber, it's done for the needs of the one who lit it. Uki the Messiah Levasof, like the Mechaber continues and says, Kigon Shonu Roen, Shehu Mishtamish Lora, he, the one who lit it, is using the candle. So that's what the Mechaber is referring to, that if it's done, Litzarech Eino Yehudi, meaning for himself, as the Mechaber explains, Mishabura adds on, V'hu adin, the same thing would apply, Yemyesho chacho shehidlik bishvil eza enihudi acher. The same thing would apply if it would be clear that it was lit for some other non-Jew. As long as it's clear that it's lit for some non-Jew, lav dafka, it has to be the one who lit it, like the Mechaber's example. It could be that it's clear that it was lit for any of the non-Jews. That will be mutter for the Jews to use it, even if the Jews are the majority. Vim anu yodim sha'asa gam bishvil Yisrael, but if we know for a fact that he also did it for the Yisrael, Aser, it is forbidden. Kein kasav magen Avram. The ayin ber alocha sheherachnu baze. Sifkat and Yudches. Again, the example of the Mechaber was we see him using it shum mishtamish haynu miyad. We see him immediately using the candle, so we assume he lit it for his own purposes, and then it's going to be mutter. Afal pi sifkat and Yudches. We said even though the majority is Yisraelim, the mistomak is shehidlik mitchila, because we could assume when he lit it from the beginning, nami ho ikra daite didei of it, that he did it beikir for himself. V'ner le'echad ner le'meya, and as we said yesterday, a candle for one is a candle for 100, and therefore if he lit it for himself, it's considered for himself, and everyone else can benefit from the candle. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter sifkat and Chav. Now we move on to the din of the Baal HaItar, and that is, like we said, that there are those who say, says Rama, that you're allowed to tell a goy to light a ner for the Suda Shabbos, because they hold it's mutter to do amir la'akum even by a malacha da'araisa in a place of a mitzvah. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sikkot Chav Suda Shabbos. Hainu, she yoshev b'choshech. We're talking about a case where you're sitting in the pitch black. The ain lo shum ner lechol. You pasha can't see anything, you can't eat, you have no candles. Then the Baal HaItar says you can ask the guy to light a candle. Avolim gomar seudaso, but if you finish eating already, af shadayin lo berach birchas hamazon, you just didn't bench yet. O sheyesh lo ner echad, or you have already one candle, pshita da oser letzavos le'eno Yehudi lahadiklo. Then it's obvious that you can't ask the guy to light you a candle. In the case of the benching, one candle. In the case we have a candle, you can't ask him to light a second candle, because that would be to have a shlush shalobim ko mitzvah. That would be a single shvus and not even kol mitzvah. It would be aser even according to the Baal HaItar. Miu, however, im yesh lo shum ner va'avar v'tziva le'eno Yehudi lahadik lo ner acher. But if you had one candle and you did the wrong thing and you commanded the goy to light you another candle, shari lehanos mimenu, you are allowed to benefit from the second candle, ba'ot she'aner harishon dolik. So long that the first candle is still lit, you can benefit from the second candle. Kemosha kasav b'sifdal, like we'll see further in sifdalid. Now I'd like to see a couple of notes over here. The first one is note 32, which begins over here and continues in the back of the sefer. So we just said that if you had one candle, in which case you're not allowed to tell the goy to light another one, but you did anyway, so you're allowed to benefit from the second candle so long the first candle is lit. Even though when it comes to a person who commanded a goy to polish his shoes, We're going to see later on, she'osr lehonos mehem ad ha'erev b'chdei she'yosu. You can't wear those shoes until you wait Moshe Shabbos, the time it takes to polish them. V'afal pi she'yochol l'shtamesh b'na'al b'lo atzichtzuch. But even though you're able to wear the shoes without polishing them, k'mo she'yochol lehonos rak min der echad. Meaning, what's the difference? Over here, if you lit the second candle, you could benefit from it, because you didn't really need it. You already had the first candle, so long the first candle's lit. You didn't really need the second one, you could benefit from the second one as well. So why should it be any different if he polishes your shoes? You could have worn the shoes without the polish. So now that he polished it, why does it become usur? Umadua usur ba'anoa ad ho'erev b'chdei she'yosu. So Bir Hagonu Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Shlomo Zalman explains, and we continue in the back of the Sefer, page 14, all the way on the bottom. Sheshnei Neiro same gufim nifradim. The two candles is different because they're two separate entities. It's two different bodies, two candles. Ukesha Yisrael Kore Basefer, when the Jew is reading from a book, Yeshlomar Shekriyaso Hilo Or Haner HaMutter. We can say that he's reading from the candle as mutter. Masha'enke Natzichzuch Hu Beguf Hanal. But the polishing of the shoes is an etzem part of the shoe. Ukemishtamesh Bina'al. And when he wears the shoe, Nene Me'atzichzuch. He is benefiting from the polishing v'lochein aser. You can't separate the two, and therefore, says Shlomo Zalman, the case of the shoe polish will be aser, the case of the candle will be mutter. It's a very beautiful chiluk, except for the following kasha. Omnam le'el kosav, however, the Mishnah Berurah told us earlier, le'inyan minal shahoya mesukam be'erev Shabbos l'gabe yeshu, that was all fixed and ready to go on Erev Shabbos, v'anochri rak hechliko b'shabbos, and the nochri only smoothed it out on Shabbos, shemutter lino also b'shabbos. There the Mishnah Berurah said you can wear the shoe on Shabbos. Kevan shehaya yochol lino gam b'lo achlokas hanochri. Since you could have worn it without him smoothing it out. So why is that any different? There it should be exactly like the case of the shoe polish, which is usur, yet it gets a din of the candles. So that will leave off as a kasha, a nice chiluk that Rosh Shlomo Zalman makes, but a beautiful kasha on that chiluk. Let's see one more note all the way in the back on page 15 on the top, note number 33. Again, we said you could benefit from the second candle that the guy lit so long that the first one is burning. Ula'achar shekova haner harishon. However, when the original candle goes out, we learned earlier, sheyisrael sheavar v'tziva l'nochri l'hadlik avuro ner. The Jew that commanded the goy incorrectly to light the candle, tzarech lotzeis nebeso. Since he commanded him, he would in fact have to leave the house in order not to benefit from the candle that he asked the goy to light. Let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah now. We're in Sivkaton Chof Aleph. So we said that the Baal Iter holds that it's mutter to do amira la'akum, even by a malacha d'araisa b'mako mitzvah. Amiro le'eno Yehudi, aval shvus di Yisrael atzmo, but a malacha d'rabbanon for Yisrael to do, l'kuli alma osra afilu b'mako mitzvah, it's pashut according to everyone, that even a place of a mitzvah, you can't be over an isra d'rabbanon. The Baal Iter holds that for a mitzvah, you could tell a goy to do an isra d'araisa. So you're only over an isra d'rabbanon, but you're not doing it b'yadayim, you're just telling the goy to do an isra d'araisa. But a Jew himself can't do an isra d'rabbanon, even if he's the Baal Iter. B'mkom mitzvah. Again, the Baal Iter said you could tell a goy to do a malacha d'oraisa in a place of a mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Chav Beis, v'livnos beis akneses b'shabbos ayidei eino Yehudi. To have a shul being built on Shabbos through a goy. The Magen Avraham writes, turning to page 112, da'aser afilu l'das ha'iter. Even the Baal Iter that says that you could tell a goy to do a malacha d'oraisa b'mokom mitzvah, he would say you can't tell a guy to build a shul for you on Shabbos, even though it's also a dvar mitzvah. What's the chiluk? The ayin b'prim megadim shemasek. The prim megadim comes out of maskana. The reason is mishum da'ave mitzvah she'en overes. Building the shul is a mitzvah she'en overes. If you skip a day, so it'll be ready a day later. You're not losing out on the mitzvah. She'yochol of nosa v'chol, build it during the week. As opposed to you're trying to get your Shabbos so you can't see anything. So there the Baal Iter says, so it's a tzorach for right now. You can't wait till chol, you can't have your Shabbos during the week. So there it's okay, but here it's not okay. V'ayim b'simen reish mem dal b'magen Avram shu oser lasos dover zaf b'kablonus. The Magen Avram says to have a goy building the shul for you on Shabbos is oser, even if it is through the form of kablonus. Im lo she'yesh chash shema yisbatel chas v'sholom ayidei zeh binyan beis haknesses l'gamri. Unless you have such a concern that by delaying it beyond Shabbos, for some reason that's going to be canceled the whole building of the Beis HaKnesses, then we would matter it. Da'oz yesh lahokil b'kablonus, in that case we could be mekil when he's getting paid by the job b'kablonus. The efshir the af al yedei schirus mutter b'chiyagavna, could be we could even be matter it to have him paid by the day or by the time, like a derech schirus, if it is such a scenario that it might lose out on the building of the Beis HaKnesses, in lo yirtzeheinu Yehudi bekablonos, so the guy is not willing to take the job on as bekablonos, so it could be, if it's risking the building of the Beis HaKnesses, that you could do it v'derech schirus. Sifkadun Chav Gimel says, v'ein moche, we said the minhag is that people are doing this, they're telling the goyim to light the candles at Tzarech Suda, specifically at a Suda Schasana or a Mila, v'ein moche biyadam, says the Mishabura, mutav shiu shogigin v'ayu mezidin. It's better that it should be b'shogi, they shouldn't be mezid, we're afraid if you tell them, they're not going to listen. But if you look at note 39, he says, v'davka ba'ofen shebevadai lo yikavlu es mocha aso. The only way we say this klal of better they should be shogig and not mezidin, and you don't tell them they're doing something wrong, is only if they vadeh won't accept your tochacha. Aba ba'ofen sheyesh safek im yikabu memenu. But in a case where there's a doubt, maybe they will listen to you. So when you see later on, shem b'chuyav limchos, then in fact you are required to make a protest. Sifkaton chav dalud. We said, the Rama said, after he discussed the yesh omrim of the Bala Itter, the Rama ended up and said, v'yesh lahachmir b'makom she'ein tzarech gadol. One should be machmir not to follow the Bala Itter of telling a guy to do a malacha d'oraisa b'makom mitzvah. You should be machmir not like the Bala Itter if it's not a place of a tzarech gadol. Why? Because rov poskim cholkim al svarazu, most poskim argue with the Bala Itter. Says the Mishabur and Chavdalud, if it's not tzarech gadol, Ushla hechmir afle tzarech gadol. The Shla argues, even in a case of tzarech gadol, you still can't tell a guy to do a malacha d'oraisa b'makom mitzvah. V'shekein ra nohagin b'kehilos chashuvim. The Shla is machmir even with tzarech gadol, and he says that's what he saw the minog in many chashuva communities. Sheyoshvim b'chashecha b'motzoi Shabbos afilu b'chasana ad she'omra akol baruchu. They would sit in the dark as Shabbos was going away and it was getting dark. They would sit in the dark even by a chasana until they said baruchu and they officially ended Shabbos. So they didn't rely on telling a guy to turn on the lights. V'chein nog hagon harash kishayu so'adim etzlo su deshlishis. That was also the custom of the rash. When they would have shalshudas by him, they would not ask a guy to turn on the light. They would sit in the dark. The Prima Godem is a tzad that you could be lenient to ask a guy to light a candle as Shabbos is ending l'tzorach mitzvah if it's ben hashmashos. The kol shekein be erev Shabbos ben hashmashos l'tzorach mitzvah to bevadei mutter. Certainly if it's a ben hashmashos going into Shabbos between Shkia and Seis on Friday afternoon, certainly you could be lenient. As we'll see later in Simon Shim and Beis, Ayin Sham, the kol shekein is because there's a cheskas heter on Friday, because Friday was mutter, so there's a cheskas heter that it's still not yet Shabbos, so there you can rely more readily on the fact that it's ben hashmashos and safek yom, safek laila, to tell a guy to do a malacha d'araisa, possibly. But that's more of a heter on Erev Shabbos ben hashmashos than on Motzei Shabbos ben hashmashos. But either way, he's only discussing the ben hashmashos, which is a suffix. But in general, stam, we don't normally go like the Bala Itter that says that you could tell a guy to do a malacha d'oraisa b'makom mitzvah. Unless we said it was a tzorach gadol, and the reason was because Rov Poskim argue with him. So you see the Mishaburis if Kadon Chavhei, Umikomoko Mutter Lomar Le'eno Yehudi Lesakin Es Ha'eruv Sheneskalkel B'Shabbos. But Lomaisa says the Chavetz Chaim, you're allowed to tell a goy to fix the Eruv if it gets messed up on Shabbos, Kedei Shelo Yavou Rabim Lidei Milchshol. So the public, all the people in the community, shouldn't be stumbling and carrying on Shabbos when they're not allowed to. Ukedai Hu Bal Ha'iter Lismoch Olav Lahatir Shvus Damira Afilu B'Malacha D'Araisa B'Mokom Mitzvah D'Rabim. Says the Chavetz Chaim, it's Kedai the Bala Itter, even though we don't really hold like him, but it's Kedai to rely on the Bala Itter to be Matir, a Shlus, of Amir La'akum, even telling the Goy to do a Malacha D'Oraisa if it's a case of Mokom Mitzvah D'Rabim. So you're saving the Rabim from a Nilchshul of carrying on Shabbos by having a Goy fix the Erev, you're allowed to tell the Goy to do an Issa D'Oraisa to fix the Erev on Shabbos to save the community from carrying on Shabbos. We're going to see an interesting note in a second. Let's just finish the Mishaburas. We said in the end of the Ramah, Ayin Lekamon, Simen Shin Zayin Sifhei. Rotzalomer Desham Gamke Mavur Deloki Bal Ha'iter. There also it's clear that we do not go like this Bal Ha'iter. So the Ramah clearly tells us that we do not go like the Bal Ha'iter unless it is a Tzarah Gadol. The Ramah, the Mishabura basically gives us a case that's a Tzarah Gadol is to save the Rabbim. That would be considered a mitzvah d'rabim, and therefore you would be allowed to tell a guy to do a issa d'araisa, because only amir l'akum on a mitzvah d'araisa for a mitzvah of the rabim to save them from carrying on Shabbos. So along these lines, many interesting shailas come up, and I'd like to read them in note number 41. Uletzorech mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. In terms of the great mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, kigon lomar lenochri liknos avuro bayis minochri acher be'eretz Yisrael. You want to ask a guy to buy a house for you in Eretz Yisrael from another guy. So you're asking him to do a whole purchase over there. I assume it involves an Issa Daraisa, otherwise we wouldn't be discussing it over here. Kosov lakamon shemutter afo dasa shulchan aruch. That would be mutter even though that's shulchan aruch, showing the chashivas of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. V'chein le'inyan mitzvah smila. So too when it comes to the great important mitzvah of bris mila, we'll see later on, she'asomech al bal ha'iter lo hifsid. If one relies on the bal ha'iter to tell a guy to do malacha daraisa for the purpose of a bris mila, he doesn't lose. Im yesher b'inyan acher, if there's no other etza, you can rely on the bal ha'iter. Aval im posha v'lo heichin me'esmo, but if you were negligent and you didn't prepare properly from the day before, kasa b'bir halacha sham she'asir lomer l'nachri. There the bir halacha says that you in fact can't tell the guy to do the malacha daraisa to enable the bris to happen. Now skip the next paragraph and go to the second to last line. The tzorich tefila v'kriyas haTorah l'tzibur. The old famous question, the shul is freezing and you want to get the air conditioner off. So you're in shul for tefila or kriyas haTorah. So Rav Moshe writes, shenechshav mitzvah shel rabbim. That's considered a mitzvah of the rabbim. V'lochein hiter lomar l'nochri l'chabos mazgan. And therefore Rav Moshe allowed one to tell a guy to turn off the air conditioner. Shemekarer b'ofen shemafriya l'mispalei b'sakneses. If it's getting so cold that it's bothering the mispalim in shul, at sherabim m'mispalei b'sakneses, that so many of the daveners, Afshem rak miad na mispalim, even though it's not a majority of the daveners, but many of the daveners, although it's still a minority, ozvim es beis hakneses machmas akur, the pasha leaving shul, it's so cold. V'yizbatlu mitfila b'tzibur v'kriyas haTorah. And because of the cold in the shul, they are going to be missing out tfila b'tzibur and missing out on kriyas haTorah. So Moshe said, you're allowed to rely on the bala itter, and you can tell the guy to turn off the air conditioner on Shabbos. V'chein hitter lahavik es ha'or shekava b'beis ha'medjah shalom nimbo rabim. If the light goes out in the beis ha'medjah on Shabbos, it's affecting the tefillah. So Moshe said, you're allowed to tell a guy to turn on the light on Shabbos. That is relying on the bala itter, a amir la'akum on a daraisa, b'makom tzarech gadol for the rabim to daven. V'chein kasa b'orach l'shabbos b'shmo shel agon of Aaron Cutler zatzal shehitir lahavlik es ha'or b'beis ha'medrash ayidei nochri mishum mitzvah talmud Torah shel rabim. Rav Aaron Cutler also held that you could tell a guy to turn the lights in the beis medrash because of the mitzvah of talmud Torah for the rabim. Me'idach, on the other hand, le'inyan generator shel yeshiva shekava, when it came to a generator of a yeshiva that went out, Rav Yoshev writes, "She'afal pisha b'sefer heishiv Moshe hevi sheyesh kihilos shenogu lahokel." Even though it's brought down that there were kihilos that were lenient, ulahadlika idei nochri mishum talmud Torah the rabbim. It's taka. There's an inyan in having it lit. In fact, for the talmud Torah of the rabbim, and that's the minhag in many places. But mikom okom, still Rav Yoshev said, "Lomaisa in roi lahatir." It's not kedai to be matir to tell the guy to do it. Why? Kevan she'isra amir la'nochri poritz be'enei abrios. This is for sure true. Since this isra of amir la'akum is already, it's been broken in the eyes of the people, they don't take it so serious anymore. V'avsokas pu'ulas generator hu dover matzui. It's very common that the electricity goes out or the generator goes out. V'im yadliku tomet kishi yichbe. If you're always going to tell the guy every Shabbos, turn the lights on, turn the lights off, turn the lights on, turn the air conditioner on, you can always do that. Yavo lezalzel l'kach. That will become a zilzel. And therefore, even though it sounds like Mikra Adin, Rav Yashav agrees with their motion around color, all the poskim, that Mikra Adin, you can rely on the Baal Itter in this case. But he says, l'maisa, since it's becoming so rampant, telling the guy what to do when it's inappropriate, so it's better to avoid it if one can. But certainly Rav Moshe is clearly saying that one can ask the guy to turn the light, to turn off the air conditioner, if it is affecting the learning of the rabbin. There's one other note that I would just read. I skipped it in the beginning because I wanted to make sure we had finished all the material. And that is back to page Nun Vav, note number 31. Just an interesting note. It's going on Sifkatan Yud Ches. We said in the Mechaber that if the guy clearly lit it for a guy, for example, you see him using it, then you could assume all the Jews can use it because it was lit for the guy. So the Mishabura wrote in Yuches, Shu Mishtamesh Hainu Miyad. If the guy uses it right away, so it's clear he lit it for himself, and any Jew could benefit from the candle. Says note 31, Kavanosa, what he means to say is, Shekevan Shanochri Ishtamesh Bener Miyad, since the guy used the candle right away, Mucha Chadover Shedliko Latarko. It's clear that he lit it for his own purposes. Omnon Lekamon Kosla, but later on the Mishnah Berurah writes, seemingly the opposite. Sha'afal pi shelo ishtamesh anochi baner miyad. If the guy lit a candle, even if he didn't use the candle right away, mutter li Yisrael lehono simenu, the Jews are allowed to benefit from it. Ele im kein yadua shedliko litzorel chay Yisrael. Unless you knew for sure they lit it for a yid. So it sounds like it's exactly against what we're saying. We're saying here, you only can use it if you know for a fact he lit it for himself, he used it right away. There we say, mistama, you could use it unless you know for a fact that he lit it for the Yisrael. So seemingly very different than we're saying over here. He says, Tup Shatim in the Achronim, which if you look up that halacha, it's very clear that both things that they're saying are accurate in the way they're being answering. Ubir Atila David, Atila David explains the chiluk, Shesham Medubar Benachri She'enu Makir Esa Yisrael. There we're talking about a guy that doesn't know the Jew that's there. Ulakach Omrim Shemistam Hidliku Litzarko. Therefore, if you don't know otherwise, you assume he lit it for himself. He's not friendly with the Jew. You assume he lit it for himself unless you know otherwise. That's because he's not makir the Yisrael. Ubidyesha kasa the bidyesha is a different shot. Sheshom eduber benochri shemadlik near bebeso. There it's talking about the guy is lighting a candle in his house. Umishum kach yeshlomer sheminastam edliko avuratzmo. Therefore, since he's lighting a candle in his own house, we can assume he's lighting it for himself, unless you know otherwise. Elim kein yotzei mibeisu miyav l'achar shedliko, unless he mamish lights the candle and walks out. Masha'en kein kam, which is not the case over here, shemedubar benachri ha-mishamish babayish eno shalo. Like we discussed in the Bir Halacha, he's serving other people, it sounds like he's a waiter, not in his house. Ve'osem alocha l'tzorche harabim, and he's doing his job for the public. If there's a lot of Jews and a lot of goyim, he's doing it for everyone. That case, bedafka, if he uses it right away, it's clear that he lit it for his own purposes. Otherwise, you have to assume they lit it for both. Two nice chilukim. If you look at the case over there, it's very much sounds like the two pshatim that the Achronim are saying. We'll stop here and we'll continue next time in Mirtz Hashem with Siv Gimel.